some things we didn't agree with that happened in the first period, but the way your hand keep handle that, what kind of line is that, kind of side of the things that we talked about so much?
Yeah, I thought, you know, we can only control what we can control, and obviously we didn't agree with a couple things, but I thought we responded pretty well. We just refocused and we tried to stay on task, and I think we did. I think we've gone through some stuff this year early in the playoffs, and we've learned from it. And we have a real good group right now that understands to get back in a moment. Don't get too far from the center point, and keep focused on the task at hand and stay in the moment.
Scott, there's a Harry. You've been asking a lot about Lars Eller in recent days, but why do you think he's been able to be so successful taking on a bigger role since Nicklaus has been out?
Well, he's got all the qualities of a playoff type of player. He's big, he's strong, he's got some experience. He's very competitive. He's got a good skill level, and he's playing to his ability right now. We've had people step up. He's one of the guys that has stepped up in a major way for us. And I just think that, he's a good hockey player. Maybe doesn't get the recognition through our center ice when you get Kuzi and Backe and Bees and Lars. They sort of take a back seat to the front two, the headliners. So, but we know how valuable he is. The guys in the room, I know how valuable he is. And, tonight we got contributions from all four lines. That's, there's some games your big top lines are going to carry you, and every night you're getting contributions through every line. Today we did.
Isabel, middle left.
Why do you think you guys are so good on the road these playoffs?
I think we're just playing the right way. I think we understood that we have to play a certain way. We keep it to, I think we play quick. We don't try to complicate stuff too much when it comes to the road games. I don't think in playoffs you can complicate them too much. You have to have detail, and you have to have your system in place, and you have to have the commitment and all that. I think we have that. And we dug ourselves in a hole right from the get-go, so we have to learn to be really good on the road. When you dig a hole down to 2-0 to Columbus, and we have to battle that. And I think we learned some things that, as we have to do the right things and continue to do the right things. And I think our guys enjoy, the I don't say the experience, but you're on the road, and it's us against them, and this group really has bonded as a group, and they got a lot of resiliency, and they're having fun.
Front left.
Barry, Alex has had a lot of good games in these playoffs, but tonight with the detail in the defensive zone, the blocking shots, throwing out a leg, the goal assist, you take it to another level tonight?
Yeah, he was good. I mean, when Alex is playing that way, I mean, he's a force. And, he gets a lot of credit for, what he does offensively. But, he's adding the other element that you need, those necessary details that you need to win in the playoffs. And there's no cheat. He's paying the price when you have to pay the price. He's getting pucks out when you need to get pucks out. He's managing the puck. He's all those things that you want. And when he does that, it's pretty hard to stop. He's a big man and has exceptional talent.
Sergei, middle right, and we'll take two more.
When you get contributions from unexpected players, does it give a different kind of jolt to the bench?
Well, it does. I mean, when you get someone who's maybe more of a penalty killer, doesn't get a lot of fanfare, and gets the, sort of the dirty assignments, that has to do a lot of the grunt work. When those guys score, the bench goes berserk for lack of a better way to describe it. They love it because they know how important those guys are for team success. And when you get contributions from, fourth line guys, your penalty killers, a shorthanded goal, the guys it gives you a lot of motivation on your bench. You see the commitment. And it's sort of contagious. And I thought tonight we had a lot of that. And that was one of the reasons we were able to stay on task for the most part tonight.
better.
Bury those end of period sequences. Now you've had two games in a row where you've kind of given yourself a boost and deflated them. Can you tell the effect that has?
Well, yeah, there's no question. Obviously, you know, at the end of the period, they had I think they have 3-on-1 or 4-on-2, something like that. And we were really outnumbered. Our guys did a really good job busting up the play, and we were transitioning, and they got the score tied. And then you had that late goal. The power play has been very timely, and in these last two games. So, it does have a little effect. You know, going in the third, we were energized. I'm not so sure they were, because they got stung twice here. So it does have an effect. And for how long, you don't know. It might be, 2-3 minutes. It might be 5 minutes into the period. I thought it was beneficial for us to get that late goal, and we felt good going into the third. And I thought we played a real good third period.
Rashback, right, last one.
Harry Ovechkin was saying today that he says this team's playing with less pressure, that they handle tense situations better. Carlson was saying we're not afraid to make a mistake. Do you just feel your guys are just playing free right now?
Yeah, I think so. I think our team is confident. I think when you're confident, you're free. I think the fact that the way we've played probably has freed us up a little bit. And we're a little more patient in some areas. We execute and we understand those big moments a little bit better. With all those things that come into play, like we could have went off the rails a little bit in the first, and we didn't. And I think from our standpoint, a lot of guys have learned a lot of tough lessons, and going forward, we just keep growing, and more of these situations keep coming and piling up in front of you. And if you react the right way, it builds some confidence, it builds some trust, and if you have confidence and trust in your group and your teammates and all that, you have a good chance for success.
Thank you.